Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, January 30th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. No excuse. Randy, I work from 9 to noon. I can't always listen to your show. You can listen to the show anytime you want. Tell your friends just to go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, pick whatever half hour you want to listen to. It's simple. Make sure you share that with everybody. Just to wrap up this story, is the Republican RNC chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel trying to hide something? Is this the main reason for the massive effort since December to push Caramo out of the party? Well, Jim Huff says we expect to find out more soon. So, I believe it's today the judge is going to hear this lawsuit, is going to give a ruling on it. And one thing you have to understand about this whole process is that the judge, Joyce Dagan Chuck, where the case is filed, it's in the 30th Circuit of Ingham County in the Business Court Division. Find it very interesting that that's where they filed the case. The main reason, one of the things I think is interesting, did a little research, very, very liberal progressive district in Ingham County, as well as the court system. This judge very much leans to the left. Now, here's the question. If the Democrat Party of Michigan believe that Christina Caramo is the best thing since sliced bread, being the chairwoman of the Republican Party, the judge is going to rule in favor of Christina, who's the plaintiff, Michigan Republican Party, comma, by Christina Caramo in her official capacity as chairwoman of the Michigan Republican State Central Committee, plaintiff. Defendant, right out of the gate, Michigan Republican Party Trust and their bank, Comerica. Now, here's the interesting part. Daniel Hartman, the attorney that Christina has as her corporate counsel, general counsel, he has an office in Petoskey, or at least a P.O. box. He has a phone number listed up here in northern Michigan with a 231 area code. Why? Because none of the officers, treasurer, attorney, anybody working for the Michigan Republican Party folks, they work from home. They did not sign the lease for that building on Seymour Street that the trust, who I looked up and researched and found, the trust members are all former chairs. Ron Weiser, Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, Ronna Romney McDaniel, Saul Anousis. Wait a minute. The trust was formed in 2014, and Ronna Romney McDaniel wasn't even elected chair. But why is she in the trust? Why did they include Saul Anousis in the trust, who was long gone being replaced by Ronald Romney McDaniel and others. Here's the point. This is an absolute elitist former chairman of the party's little clique. And one of them is Bobby Shostak. And why do I keep bringing that up? Because he is partners with his family in Shostak Brothers, a real estate development company based out of, I believe, still Oakland County. Might be Wayne County, but I think it was Oakland. He has a lot of experience in real estate. You might recall Bobby Shostak, when chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, got the Michigan-controlled by Republicans, House, Senate, and Governor Rick Snyder to pass a law that pertained only to his situation in the Cherryland Mall in Traverse City, Michigan. And they made it retroactive, which benefited Bobby Shostak while he was chair of the party. I talked about this on the radio. And man, I got threats. I got people calling, yelling, and screaming at me. They did this behind closed doors in Lansing, thinking that nobody was going to cover the story. Well, guess what? That's what I do. And as soon as I saw the story break on MERS News Service, I talked about it on the radio. They don't like the fact that we are connecting the dots and finding out this kind of information and reporting it to you. So here's the deal. Today's the hearing. We'll find out what this judge rules. And honestly, I think this liberal progressive judge is going to grant the temporary injunction relief that Christina and her attorney, Daniel Hartman, are seeking. Because in the very first opening paragraph on page one of the lawsuit, 96 pages long, I have a copy of it, complaint for declaratory and injunctive relief. Now comes the plaintiff, the Michigan Republican State Central Committee, by their and through their attorney, Daniel J. Hartman, in general counsel, and states, the circuit court has general jurisdiction and jurisdiction pursuant to MCL 600.2932 and MCR 3.411. This complaint seeks declaratory relief pursuant to MCR 2.605 and injunctive relief pursuant to MCR 3.310. This action includes determining the interest in the land and or determining ownership interests in Seymour Street LLC, which holds title to 520 Seymour Street, and also has 518 Seymour Street as its common address, specifically lots 9 and 10. In the south, 59 feet of lot 11. And they go into the meets and bounds legal description. It's quite lengthy. I'm not going to read it all. Michigan Republican State Committee, as the parties, is a major political party committee. Plaintiff provides political party services, namely promoting the interests of the political organization, the Republican Party, and its candidates, and the use of names and brands to ensure that only candidates and legitimate Republican Party members who agree with the National Party's platform and adhere to the Michigan Party rules are identified to be part of the party. That's the main gist of who the plaintiff is. And then they go on and explain how they operate under the committee's bylaws. And then they break down the other side. And they defined exactly who the defendants are. This trust and these trust members. And they go down through detail in the lawsuit. I'm not going to read it all. It's 96 pages long. But the bottom line is this. I knew there was a reason. I knew there was something to it. One of the things you have to understand, people, is that there was a sense of urgency that really went to a push in December. And they felt it was so important, so critical, because of the lawsuit that was filed. Now, I believe if they had not filed this lawsuit, they may not have pushed so hard to get this vote to remove her out there. Why? Well, very simple. This is very, very simple. If they get her out and they install Pete Hoekstra, what's the very first thing Pete Hoekstra can do? He can instruct the attorney, which would be a new attorney, that he would appoint as general counsel for the Michigan Republican Party. He could instruct him to drop the case, have it dismissed, make it go away. Interesting. Very, very interesting. And in this process, you have to understand two main things. This was done prior to the election year. Negative publicity, you bet. Not good in an election year. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
T Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. During the break, I had forwarded this story from Joe Huff over to Dave Ajima. Dave Ajima is a fellow patriot, jet fighter pilot, commercial pilot, business master's degree. I absolutely, totally respect Dave Ajima and his opinions when it comes to political things here in the state of Michigan. He has lived it. He has seen it. Voted most conservative state rep in Lansing numerous times. Introduced legislation that the establishment rhinos would not allow to go forward. American laws for American courts. His immigration bill that he wanted passed, that they promised and would not allow, E-Verify and other components to it. He wrote, basically, the RNC's platform back in 2012 when he was the RNC committee man from Michigan. Dave knows all of the inside scoop on how it works. You know, when these politicians look you in the eye and say, Randy, you don't understand how it works in Lansing, Dave Ajima understands it. This is a text message he sent to me after I sent him this story, and I basically conveyed it to you in this first hour. This same group behind Ronald Romney, who lied to me often, Ron Weiser, Bobby Shostak, Saul Anousis, who, by the way, works for George Soros, they all wanted me out of the RNC. They wanted me out of the party. They want people, according to Terry Lynn Land, that know how to play with the big boys. Dave said, Randy, correction, I didn't write it. I tried to improve it. Okay, I knew you were part of the drafting process, so I apologize. Stand corrected, sir. Dave ends his comment with, the party needs an enema. This is exactly what Christina Crammel has done. Number one, she is focused as a laser beam on election integrity. Number two, grassroots, good neighbor program that they have developed so that you at the local level can reach out and talk to your neighbors about this election and our candidates. Not paying a political consultant $2 million to be the political consultant, not paying almost $800,000 for booze last year, 2023, in a non-election year, comparing it to that's what Weiser spent in a non-election year of 2021. Not wasting money on the dinosaur building that needs to be sold and pay off debts, whatever is outstanding, to get the party back to a net zero balance sheet, which they're blocking Christina Caramo from doing because they are the trustees of the trust. This whole thing stinks. And she exposed it. She brings the lawsuit, and then all of a sudden they push to vote her out. And some 40 puppets are going forward with it. And they claim that it was based on the fact that she couldn't raise money. Actually, if you look at the savings of money she didn't waste and didn't spend the money on, she's actually raised a net of $1.5 million this past year. And more pledges are coming in as we are now in the election year of 2024. So we're going to be following this story. We're going to see the outcome of the judge's ruling today. And honestly, I think the judge, being liberal progressive, likes Christina there and may rule actually in her favor. Now, here's the problem for the good old boys club. As the lawsuit goes forward, now you enter into what's called discovery. And guess what discovery is, folks? Depositions under oath with a stenographer. I've been told, haven't been in a deposition in a long time, that now they actually even videotape them. There's a camera on you. And they can ask these people any questions they want. Ronna Romney, Ron Weiser, Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, Saul Anousis, they can get them all into a deposition under oath and ask them anything they want to ask them. This is going to be so good. So we'll be following the story. We'll see what the judge rules. We'll be reporting on it hopefully tomorrow if we get a ruling, or whether she takes it under advisement and gets back to him later this week. We will be on this story. Short break, top of the hour. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling.